3-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day. Great blue sky out. Hopefully it's nice where you are. A lot needs to be done this time of the year. And if any of you have Christmas cactus, you've probably put it outside. Hopefully you have, because Christmas cactus will make the flower buds for the holidays when the temperatures get cool and as the days get shorter. So if you have Christmas cactus in your home, it's time to put it outside. Hopefully it's been outside all this time. But put it outside where it's going to get morning sun, late in the day sun, but shade in the heat of the day. So from like 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock, it should be in a shaded area. The other thing is, if you want that plant to really grow, this is the time of the year where it's really beginning to put on some new growth. If you can feed it, use a liquid like Miracle-Gro or blooming and rooting fertilizer. If you could do that a couple of times during the month of August, your plant should become 25% larger. If you kept your poinsettia, the same thing. Feed it to encourage some new growth, and that will give you additional branches and more flowers for the holiday. Just a few tips to get you ready for a season that we're not looking forward to. We're not looking forward for the winter right now. But if you can get some food on your tropical plants and your winter blooming plants, they will get a lot larger, and the blooms will be more numerous on the plant. So feed your house plants, especially the ones that are outside. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Peter from Cape Cod with a question about bushes.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have two large overgrown 4 foot by 8 foot tall bald bushes, and they have an even larger burning bush. And I'm looking at one from a year just to boom.
Okay. A good rule of thumb, Peter, is this. If you have a flowering plant, the time of the year to do the pruning, to control the size of the plant, is when the plant is done blooming. For example, if you have hydrangea, when the hydrangea finished blooming, is the best time to prune it back. If you have hydrangea and you're getting a lot of new growth on it right now, and it's taller than the existing plant, cut back those branches to control the size. They're not going to bloom. The buds on the hydrangea are all made right now. So any non-blooming branches that are getting bigger than the rest of the plant, cut them back to control the size. Burning bush, if you prune it back now, you're going to have a plant with not a lot of foliage, and that plant looks spectacular in the fall of the year with all the red leaves. The best time to prune back burning bush is going to be during March or April, before the foliage begins to form on the plant. So any non-blooming plant, if you have a privet hedge and it's going to be too large, that's when you would prune it, would be in the spring before the new growth begins to develop on it. Your evergreens, things like yews, juniper, arborvitae, hemlock, any non-blooming evergreen can be pruned and should be bloomed before the new growth begins to develop on the plant. To control the size or to create a better looking shape. So if you're boxwood, you want to create a nice hedge, it can be pruned in the early spring, then the new growth will come, and you won't see the cut leaves from pruning. And if you prune your boxwood right now, in the process of cutting it to shape it, you're going to cut some of the leaves, and you'll have a half a leaf. Where you made the cut, you'll have a brown edge, and your plant doesn't look as nice. So prune non-blooming evergreens in the early spring, non-blooming plants in the spring also. Burning bush, privet hedges, anything like that should be done. If it flowers, wait until the blooming cycle is over to do that pruning. And a burning bush, for example, you can take a 6 foot tall plant in April and cut it down to 3 feet. It will come right back. It will look just as good as it was when it was 6 feet tall, but it will be smaller in size. You just grab your pruners. I'm doing this for your own good, and shape it to the way you want it to be. But it's done while the plant is dormant, but before the foliage forms on the plant. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
We've got Catherine from Quincy with a question about weeds in her porch.
Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I bet you're having a great morning up there.
Thank you. It is.
My question is, can you suggest a non-commercial homemade remedy for a patio that's supposed to be brick, but there's more weeds between the bricks than there are bricks?
I know exactly where you're coming from. Now, there's a couple things that you can do. If you want to kill everything that's there and you don't want to use a chemical fertilizer, a day like today, wait till that sun comes up, the bricks get really nice and warm, and as long as you don't get it on the plants and you put it directly on the weeds, you can take bleach and spray the bleach directly on the weeds, and being that they're hot, that sun's out, the bleach will burn and kill those weeds. Now, once you pull them up, once they've died, I want you to look at your patio. And if the patio, when you look at the cracks or the space between the two bricks, if there's a little gap, if there's a little indentation, what's happening is the wind is blowing seed on your patio. The seed is falling in the gap between the two bricks, and then it will germinate. So what you should do is buy a bag of sandbox sand. It's a coarse, sharp sand. Dump it on your patio. Take a broom and move the sand from crack to crack to try and fill them so that your whole patio is level. Once you have spread the sand around, take the hose, water the patio, and the water will push some of the sand deeper into the cracks and crevices, then sweep it in again water, sweep in again, and water. And what will happen is the sand will be forced down into the cracks or the space between the bricks, filling it. And because it's now level, the wind, when it blows the weed seed, the wind will blow it over the patio from one end to the other, and the seed can't fall into the cracks. So, keep those cracks and crevices filled. It will eliminate a lot of weed problems. And if you're going to use the bleach, make sure that you put it right on the weed. Do not get it in the planting beds or on the grass on each side of the walkway, and you will be, it will kill everything. Because if you get it on your grass, it doesn't know that the grass is good. It will kill the grass. So if it's right on the weed, just take an old Windex bottle, fill it full of bleach and just mist it like you're putting moisture or you're putting wax on your kitchen table. Put it directly on the weeds. In a day like today, if you've got poison ivy, poison oak, and sumac, this is the month to kill it. Get some cleanup, Roundup, or Kills All, and apply it to the foliage. This, the month of August, is the best time to kill weeds.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from New Hampshire with a question about some cats.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Bill, good morning. How can we help you with the cats this morning? Okay. Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about gout weed.
Hi, Mary. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. I have friends who live in the Berkshires who have a problem with gout weed, which I've never heard of. And then I wanted to know, am I supposed to remove the spent flowers from the hydrangea? They have been beautiful this year, but they're just loaded with flowers.
On your hydrangea, as the flowers go by and they turn brown, then remove them from the plant. Any type of a flower will try and make seed. So if you can remove the flowers as they begin to go by, the energy will be used to make the plant bigger and stronger for the following season. So when your blue hydrangeas begin to look kind of dirty in color, then pick them all off. And that way your plant will look a lot nicer at the same time, but the energy that the foliage will make will help it to become even better looking next year and possibly more flowers the following season. So then that's on any plant. If a plant doesn't drop its blooms, it's going to make seed. So cut them all off, clean them, and you want to try and get the flowers off the plant so that it has time to seal the branch where you made the cut. If you prune it late in the year, let's say you wait until mid to late September, and you cut and remove all the faded flowers. Where you made the cut, you have an opening where moisture can escape. If you do it now, it will make a scab, blocking moisture loss, and that means less winter dieback on the plant. Now, goutweed is a perennial, and it has three leaves. Sometimes it's all green, sometimes it's green and white. Stays pretty low to the ground, about maybe 3 to 4 inches, maybe a little bit taller, but in that 3 to 4 inch range. And sometimes it's used as a ground cover. But a lot of us, we see the foliage, it looks pretty. We add it here and there to a perennial bed. And it grows very, very quickly, very aggressive, and will choke out other plants in the garden. It will also get into the lawn. And you don't want it to do that, because if it gets into the lawn, it will kill the grass. So if it's in the lawn, you can't use something like Roundup or Cleanup or Killzall, because it will kill everything. A broadleaf weed killer to kill dandelions, chickweed, and clover will also kill goutweed and not hurt the grass. But if you want to control the goutweed, you have to say to yourself every single summer, during the month of August, you're going to get in there and you're going to cut it back and dig out where it is beginning to spread, because it is very aggressive. And let's say you planted some goutweed and then you have some low-growing perennials like sedum. Maybe you put some thyme in there. Maybe you put in things like ground phlox. The goutweed will get into the ground phlox and it will choke it out and kill it. So it's a nice plant because of the foliage, but it's not something that you want to put in an established perennial bed. It's a great plant to put along a steep banking where you want to put in a ground cover to retain the soil. If you're having problems growing plants along the side of the road, this is a good plant because it will take the salt spray, the sand, and the heavy snow stacked on top of it. So it's good for that. But in the perennial bed, make sure that you say, hey, this is your area. When you break these borders, I'm going to take you out.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter and backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends today. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We've been talking a lot about ways to make your plants grow better. And the newest technology in gardening is not your traditional fertilizers. It's working with the microbes in your soil so that they can do a better job for you. Now, some of us, we don't have the microbes that we need to do that job because our soils are sandy, they have a lot of clay, and we can change that by adding compost and animal manure. If you're unable to because it's an established plant, then you need to encourage the microbes in the soil to do the job for you. And we've talked a lot about something called mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is the newest technology in gardening. It makes your plants produce an oversized root system so that they can do a better job. Now, I've asked Chad Doylen. He is from a company called Thrive. And Thrive is this technology. So I wanted Chad to explain to you what mycorrhiza is and how it works in your garden. Chad, good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. I'm really pleased that you were able to join us this morning. We've got another 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months of gardening left. August is a very, very productive month, and we don't want people to say, oh, the summer's over. Tell us what mycorrhiza will do, especially if we get hot and we get dry.
Well, mycorrhizae will attach to the root system itself and help to extend out the root system for the plant. In addition to that, mycorrhizae almost acts like a little sponge in the soil. It helps to retain moisture for the plant, so that way through periods of drier weather, the plant has a nice little reservoir of water to pull from out of the soil.
Now, mycorrhiza is a bacteria or is it a microbe? Exactly what is it? And tell us how it works with the plant.
Mycorrhizae is actually it's a fungus. And it's a naturally occurring fungus, but every time you till the soil or break apart the soil, you actually damage and destroy the mycorrhizae that's in the soil. So it's important to be able to make sure that you reapply products to get the mycorrhizae back into it. And the mycorrhizae will, as I said, attach itself to the root system and help to extend out the root system. It will also help to lock away nutrients for the plant so that the plant can more easily access the nutrients that are naturally occurring in the soil.
Now, I've heard and read that there are non-available fertilizers. So there's fertilizer in the ground, but it's not available to the plant. So how does a mycorrhizae get this unavailable fertilizer?
The mycorrhizae will actually, specifically, for instance, on phosphorus, there's a type of phosphorus in the soil that's naturally occurring that it's an insoluble phosphorus. The plant can't naturally take it up. The mycorrhizae will actually take that insoluble phosphorus and convert it into a form of soluble phosphorus and allow the plant to be able to then take that phosphorus up.
So it's able to take food that is there, and most plants can't get to it, but because it's able to, it's going to make the plant grow better.
Absolutely. And also, as you extend out that root system, you're additionally going to allow the plant to access nutrients from the soil that it couldn't previously access.
So if you have, let's say you planted a brand new tree or a brand new shrub this year, if you were to feed the plant with Thrive, the mycorrhizae, does that mycorrhizae continue to survive year after year, or do we have to repopulate it every single year?
It would be important to go ahead and apply product every now and then. Like I said, if you're not disturbing that ground around the soil and you're not tilling the soil or breaking the soil, it will sustain itself. But there's numerous other things that can also damage the mycorrhizae around the plants, from soil compaction to excessive heat or dry weather also can affect the mycorrhizae.
Now, if you were putting in a new shrub or a new tree, how important will the mycorrhizae be to the development of that plant?
Oh, mycorrhizae does an amazing job in the plant's development, and it's very essential to be using a mycorrhizae and a microbe product to be able to help establish that plant and the plant's root system into the soil.
Now, I bought 2 years ago a plant called a Harry Lauder walking stick, and it was something that my wife loved because it has this unusual corkscrew type growth. And we were at a nursery. It
and the kids that were unloading the truck dropped it. The root ball broke, and we bought it at a real good price. And I'm telling you, I use the plant Thrive every week for the month of May and the month of June, and then in August and September I did it a couple of times, hoping that it would come back. Well, this spring, that plant is like it was a brand new plant. So it did rebuild all of the root system of that plant.
Absolutely, and that's what's so nice about Thrive specifically is the combination of the mycorrhizae and the bacteria. They do a fabulous job in the soil of helping to make the plant healthier and also help to bring it back to life from, you know, a stress condition.
Now, we had a woman who called earlier, and this is something that's very common for a lot of us. We plant cucumbers. The month of July, they grow like crazy. We get plenty of cucumbers. August is the month where they really get productive. But if we're not watering as much as we should and it gets really hot, the cucumbers look like golf balls or like a little nipple on the end of it. If we were to use Thrive on our cucumbers, on our squashes and plants during the month of August, will that help to really expand the root system of that plant so it's better able to pick up moisture in the soil?
Absolutely. The really unique thing with Thrive is the fact that you can use it on your established plants and vegetation and still get the benefits of the mycorrhizae. There's a lot of mycorrhizae products out there that you have to till into the soil or do a direct root ball application. And with Thrive, you can simply pour it into your watering can, add a gallon of water, and water your plant in.
And how often would you recommend that this be done for, like, perennials or established plants like roses?
For right now, I would really look at using that every week for the month of August if you haven't been using it to help to get everything established into the soil. And then from there, if you're using it every time you're out fertilizing, that would be the opportune time.
Now, is Plant Thrive a fertilizer also, or is it just mycorrhizae?
The Thrive line is technically not a fertilizer. However, it will act as a fertilizer as the bacteria and the mycorrhizae fungi are introduced into the soil and help to release away some of those locked away nutrients. It will actually work as a slow release fertilizer. However, there is technically no M, P, or K associated with Thrive.
Now, when you use Thrive every couple of weeks or every week, will it really increase the size of the root system?
Absolutely. Some of the bacteria actually colonize around the root ball and eat away at the tip of the root system to help promote root growth. There's also then the mycorrhizae that attaches itself to the root system and extends out root system itself.
So it will actually force the plant to produce a bigger than normal root system.
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Now, is there a website that people can go to get information on Thrive?
There is. It is usethrive.com, usethrive.com. And there's lots of information on mycorrhizae, on the beneficial bacteria, as well as the different products that we offer.
And if people want to get more information, they go to the website. Is there also a store locator where they can find Thrive?
There sure is. And if anyone has been on the store locator site before, they had to scroll down to their state and then find their location. We have upgraded that, and now if they to the find a stored button, they can easily type in their zip code, and it will give you the 50 closest locations within a 50-mile radius of your store or of your zip code.
Now, again, Thrive is a fungus, you said, right?
It's a combination. It's a liquid concentrate of the mycorrhizal fungi and the beneficial bacteria. And the bacteria work well in the soil to help extend the root system and release away some of the nutrients in the soil. And the fungus attaches itself to the root system, helping to extend out the root system, also acting as a little sponge in the soil for some water nutrients. And they also do a fabulous job working in conjunction with each other to release away some locked away nutrients as well.
Now, if people are trying to grow their gardens organically or on the natural side, would you consider Thrive a natural or organic product?
I'm sorry, my phone.
If people want to grow their garden organically or natural, is Thrive considered a natural or organic product? Chad, are you there? Oh, I guess we've lost Chad. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. We've been talking with Chad Dolan from a company called Thrive, Plant Thrive. It's the newest technology in gardening, and it will be able to double the size of your root system in a very short time. So with the heat and drought of August, this could be the answer.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best pot leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbigon year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbigon. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from New Hampshire with a question about his pole beans.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you. I've got a question about my pole beans. They've been in the ground. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. They've been in the ground for about 60 days, and they look pretty good. The foliage is awesome, and they're growing about 6 feet up on the vines, but I only see one bean, one little bean, and some of the little red pea type things at the end of some of the vines, and if you follow it down about a foot, there's little sticks coming out of it with nothing on them. I don't know if that's the beginning of the beans or if something's eating it or not. I just have no idea what's going on. It looks good otherwise. I have cucumbers in the same raised garden bed, and they are doing awesome.
Okay. Has your bean made flowers? Has it made clusters of white flowers?
I see, like, red flowers at the very, very end. They don't seem to be down into the vines, but they're at the very end of every vine. But they're red, like little beans that are red flowers.
Okay. Well, I mean, some varieties will have a pinkish, some will be red. There's even some varieties of beans that will have kind of a purpley color to it. Without the flowers, there's no beans. So what I would suggest that you do at this point is your beans should be growing very, very quickly now, just like your cucumbers are growing very, very quickly. So I would get a liquid food, Miracle-Gro fertilizer, shake and feed, but something that's going to work quick. You're not looking for long term, so you don't want to use a granular organic product that's going to be slow release. You want something that's going to push that plant to give you results. So
If you want to use a product like Miracle-Gro, great. If you want to use fish emulsion, that's great. But use a water-soluble food to push that plant, to make it flower, to make it produce fruit. Last year, I had the same problem. I planted pole beans, and the production was very, very little. So this year, I went back to bush beans, and my plants are absolutely loaded. And now, they should grow the same. I don't understand. I planted the pole beans last year up against some wire fencing trellis that I made. They didn't do very good. So I planted bush beans in the same area, and like you, I have cucumbers growing up this wire trellis that I made, and they're doing good, but the bush beans are so much more productive than the pole beans. I don't think I will ever go back to growing pole beans. Even though I created this trellis for them, the bush beans growing at the base of it are incredible. They are loaded with beans, and they're just very, very productive. So I don't know what the difference is. I will do some research for you to find out. Maybe they need a different pH, maybe they need a different condition, but I always assumed that a pole and the bush would grow the same way. But like you, I'm finding that my bush beans are crazy, my pole beans were very, very sparse, and they got treated the exact same way, but not as productive. But I would push them with a water-soluble product, which would be a powder or a liquid that you mix with water and then water it in. So, Miracle-Gro, a fish emulsion, a seaweed if you want to stay organic, the new liquid feed that Scott's has that you just screw this bottle into the feeder itself, but it has to be water soluble. A granular, slow-release product right now is good for the long term, but we don't have a long term. August starts tomorrow. We need produce right now. So get yourself a liquid, feed your gardens heavy, and with this heat, they will become very, very productive.